Mega.
JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, cotton industry to be revived. And while we are on the subject of cotton, find out in glimpses of Jamaica what is said to lurk beneath cotton trees. For this and more, stay with us. The Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation has signed an $11 million agreement with the Japanese government for the revitalization of the West Indian Sea Island cotton industry in Jamaica. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says this will help to create some 15,000 new jobs and will earn close to $1 billion in foreign exchange.
There's hardly any competition from other countries when it comes to producing this cotton. It doesn't spoil. You're able to add value to the primary product. It fetches a high price, and it is not known to have suffered from any act of predatory loss.
Minister Clark was speaking at the contract signing ceremony on Tuesday. He says the revitalized cotton industry will also help to boost the growth of the agricultural sector. Did you know that Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan? Its objective is for Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is based on a comprehensive vision: Jamaica, the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. Anne and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the St. Anne's Bay Tax Office on February 24 and 25 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
On the community notice board, the Trinity Moravian Women's Fellowship is soliciting your contribution for its annual fundraising takeaway meal on February 28 at the Trinity Moravian Church, 20 Montgomery Avenue, Kingston 10. Proceeds in aid of their outreach projects. For more information, call 442-4386. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
One time people say, look in the back of the tree, so you never pass the after-term standard time. This is Ravel Williams from St. Elizabeth.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.